Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today's agenda will be, go through the minutes. We'll have one action item, and then we will have a motion to adjourn for personnel. Consider a motion to adjourn for personnel.
Recession.
For collective bargaining, or recess to personnel for collective bargaining.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. We have one resolution. Tim, will take us through it?
Sure. We have a resolution that we had discussion on at the previous meeting, which called for the ratification of a collective bargaining agreement between MRDD and the Professionals Guild of Ohio. Motion.
Do we have a motion to accept or disapprove? Not disapprove, motion to not.
A motion to consider.
I'm sorry, how do we have to do that?
Motion to consider.
So move.
Second.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
No.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
No. Do we want to do comments now?
I don't have any, but not me.
About the audience? Anybody want to address the board before we go to executive session?
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
My name is Herman Hill. I live at 231 Hanover Street. I came here over a year ago. I know it's been a year more or two. And I listened to a meeting that you had here concerning spending money at the time when we didn't have no money then, and just we don't have any money now. That was to remodel the old courthouse sheriff's department, $500,000, and we were promised that we would get federal, the people from California, feds from California had promised to send us all the feds they had, people out there in the federal pen, owed down here for, and we would get paid. I think at the time, Commissioner Jolivet, the only one voted against it. He said, we don't have a contract yet. Why should we remodel that building and spend $500,000? Now, I also came back again and requested, I'd like to see a view how much money was spent and stuff on that building. No one has never given it to me yet. Now, I'm hearing on the news that our sheriff is going to close some of the places down and move into the old Newport Court Street jail. I just would like to know how was the money, $500,000, spent. That's a lot of money. And I never received one yet. Second time I've come here. Now maybe I need to go to the state. I can't find it from you people.
So you're making a public information request, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that can be done verbally. Mm-hmm. Well, duly note it in the minutes, and Mr. Williams will respond in a timely fashion, I'm sure.
Okay, I appreciate it very much. Now, are we going to close our sheriff's, our jails down, two of them down? Well, it's been announced on the news, and I guess it was in the paper, that we're going to close two of our...
What he did, Herman, was we had an extra hit. The jail wasn't full. Hanover wasn't full.
Yeah.
So he pushed some of them into Hanover, and he pushed some of them into the old jail annex. We haven't decided what's going to be done with the other two buildings yet. In fact, we don't own them. That's a matter of negotiations.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
Thanks, Herman. Do we have a motion to recess to executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.